Welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show, where energy and medicine meet. I will be your host for the next hour. I have over 19 years of healthcare experience and began my career as an energy medicine practitioner while working as an oncology nurse at a Seattle area hospital. My skill in moving energy combined with my medical background have been a catalyst for change in many people's lives. I hope the next hour will be transformative for you as well. Hello and welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show. We are live here in gorgeous, wonderful Seattle. And we're back in the studio. We've been gone for a couple of weeks. I know.
Oh, wait, why am I celebrating? I've been here. Tell me how your trip was, Marie.
Oh, it was lovely. Yes. I had a lovely holiday time and on the island of Oahu. It was super fun with one of my babies.
I was bringing you and your vibes into me back over here.
So
I needed some spiritual awareness. You know,
Great spiritual awareness. Oh, my gosh.
I just wanted warm. Warmer ones.
Well, it was very warm. I sat under a lot of umbrellas. Let's put it that way. It was pretty warm.
The drinks?
Well, that too, actually. I did it for my fair share of my level of drinking, which is like two a day. You know, it's about what I can handle.
That's fine.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Size, on the other hand, is 32 ounces.
You're a coug, and Misha's a coug.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, she was pushing me to drink more alcohol because
cougars. We don't do that.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, cougars do that. So, but, you know, she, of course, is... We had a lot of fun. We had a great time. We had this really funny experience, this one moment where we were in our hotel room and there was this gorgeous view of the harbor, and we started seeing all these police boats coming into the harbor. Mm-hmm. And then there was all these, like, probably 20 police cars. We're like, wow, there must be some major drug bust. You know, we were like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And when we left our hotel to walk across the street, we found out that President Obama was actually eating dinner across the street from our hotel. Mm. So there was Secret Service everywhere, and... So, yeah, I didn't get to see him. I saw a bunch of black SUVs go racing at the end of the evening, you know, away from the hotel area. But so that was kind of our kind of exciting moment.
Rubbing shoulders with some presidency there?
Well, no, maybe just a few Secret Servicemen that were about 15 feet away from us. So that's about as close as we got.
They're
to
intense,
it.
Aren't they?
Very intense.
Yeah, I mean, of course, he kind of controls quite a bit.
Right, they did
country,
a great job. Yeah. So we had a beautiful time, and we missed the show. I miss being here on the show. It's just... You know, missing all of our listeners and our callers and our beautiful people that we get to interview. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I love doing doing radio, which I think we've been doing it for about a decade now.
We're getting up there.
We are getting up there. Is I love to interview people who I believe on their leading edge of thought. And of course, today is one of those gorgeous days. And as I get ready to bring our guest on the air, I think that things have changed energetically, astronomically, in beautiful and profound ways on the earth plane. And I believe that we're moving out of lack and we're moving into receptive energy. And so it's going to be very, 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 very important for us to really get on board so that this very powerful energy that's available to the human reality begin to infuse into our world and into our life. And luckily, today's guest is wonderful and very profound at providing incredible tools to allow that to happen for us on the world. Marilyn Janay is the author of Feel Free to Prosper, 2 Weeks to an Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. She herself has a huge history of being an entrepreneur. So Marilyn Janay is a renowned prosperity mentor with an international following. She's also an accomplished entrepreneur. Her former business, Marilyn Janay Locations, served the corporate arena for 20 years. Her achievements were the result of prosperity principles she now teaches in her free Feel Free to Prosper program, a simple yet powerful lesson and mentoring program based on mental and spiritual laws, which is phenomenal, and we know how much on the show we love spirituality and spiritual laws. The program traditionally creates results within 2 weeks. Marilyn founded the Feel Free to Prosper program to mentor and teach others to become aligned with universal laws and accept their right to prosper. Thousands have applied to her techniques and manifested striking results and learned how to put the universe on speed dial. So, Marilyn, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Marie, and first of all, thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year, and you know, thank you for allowing me to come and share my experience and my knowledge, and I think everyone likes to prosper, But I have to say something.
Oh, please.
I listen to you and Benny talk about energy. I'm going to tell you a secret. I am a proverbial night person. I don't get up early for anyone, and I've always done my calls in the evening and night, but I had the choice whether to take these morning calls, and I said, yes, I'm going to meet this challenge, but I'm listening to your energy. It's incredible.
Oh,
and that's how I am at night.
Oh.
But, you know, I said to myself, I said, you know, I was pregnant with a book for 7 years. I finally birthed the book. And now I have to get up early and feed the baby, right?
Well, thank you.
So here I am.
Thank you so much for coming onto the show during your restful time period where you're being re-energized from the heavens. So I appreciate it so much. And I love your book. I think it's amazing. And, you know, and all the material that I've been reading about you, which I'm thoroughly enjoying as well, is that you weren't planning on writing a book. It wasn't like something that you set out to do with intention initially.
Well, the truth of the matter, I'm going to tell you another secret. I didn't write these. I have two books, The Entrepreneurial Memoir, which was the first one that I wrote online, and this book, Feel Free to Prosper, and I didn't write these books. You see, I never even imagined, years ago if you had said that I would be an author of a book, I had never written. I have no formal education. I would not have believed it. And the fact is, I got online 12 years ago, and I began teaching these principles, and it just spilled out. You know how the subconscious is the perfect memory of everything we've ever experienced, and all of that knowledge that I had studied for the decades just spilled out. And everything in the two books that I have, in Feel Free to Prosper, all of that content you read, everything was written for others.
Aww.
That's material. I have to be teaching or inspiring or helping people. I can't write for myself. But I didn't know. See, the universe knew that I wouldn't sit down and write a book. It understood. That power knows exactly how to guide us. And I was writing books without even knowing I was writing books. So you see, the books are what came naturally out of my mission, my desire, my heartfelt mission to be able to share what I had learned with others. And that became the content of two books. And now Feel Free to Prosper.
You know, I could really feel that. I read your book a few weeks ago, and then I started listening to the audio version because I love it so much. And so I could hear some of the beginning that perhaps I maybe slightly skipped over. And your dedication was so gorgeous and so helpful, heartfelt, because you've dedicated it to your Feel Free to Prosper students.
Yes, I did.
Because they helped you to move into this new realm of work for you that is really your heart's desire. And that was just so beautifully said and written, just really beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So, you know, thousands of people have been following you online regarding these beautiful principles that you teach the world, and that's what ignited publishers contacting you and agents to get you to write this wonderful book that has been birthed from the universe, as you've said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was that power, and we have to deal with the mental aspect of the laws, which is dealing with the subconscious and creating that. That's our conduit or pipeline to universal mind. But ultimately, the goal of my teachings is to have each student, each person, become aligned with that presence, that power that knows exactly where we belong. It knows our destiny. It knows what we're here for, and we're all here for a reason. We all have our talents and abilities that are meant to serve others. And to make us happy, make our hearts sing. And what had happened is I had just studied these laws, and it was so important to me, the most important thing in my life, that was that I tapped into that presence that guided me perfectly to what I was supposed to do.
Wow.
And we all have that ability. We all can tune in and become aligned. And that's when it flows. As you know, it flows. You know, miracles are the new normal. That's the way life is supposed to be.
I think that should be a bumper sticker. You know, miracles are the new normal. I think that's lovely. And yes, that definitely comes across in your book, how much you value and love humanity. And you want everyone to be comfortable in their life financially, but to also, you know, be in alignment with their true gifts and talents and to prosper in their life in multiple arenas. And that's beautiful. That's also, I think one of the things that's so fabulous about your book is it just feels very spiritual, very loving and compassionate and very sincere. which I think is amazing. I'm
so happy you say that.
Oh, yeah, it's true. You're welcome. So you also talk about that you've been working in the prosperous field of, you know, co-creation long before the law of attraction language came around. And so you actually like to not use that language because of some of the things that may have been slightly challenging for individuals, like affirmations. And so could you explain a little bit about why affirmations can be somewhat challenging?
Well, you know, talking about law of attraction, let me give you a little lesson here. Law of attraction is it's a very valid law. It's been around for a long time. But I think the way most people practice law of attraction is, you know, you want something, you want to attract it, it's out there, and you need to get on the frequency and bring it to you. But you see, the actual law is that the subconscious mind and universal mind can only create for us what it believes is an existing reality. Now, if that's the case, then what is the message we're giving to our subconscious mind if we want something, if we desire something, if we need to attract something? You want to take a guess? What's the message? You know, what is the message we're giving to our mind?
Yeah, most of the time that we can't, you know, that it's not going to happen.
It means we don't have it.
Right.
And as long as we continue having the thought of not having, as long as the not having is the dominant thought in the mind, we will continue to not have. So I don't think people practice law of attraction in the way that it really should be practiced. But let's talk about affirmations. Now, affirmations are, again, very powerful tool, but the way most people use them normally doesn't bring results. I'm guessing about 80% of the people that use affirmations don't get the results, and there's a reason for this, okay? Well, the reason is if you have a mindset or thought pattern of lack established in the subconscious, and you are to apply the types of affirmations that are generally recommended, here's what happens. Your subconscious mind has an established pattern of lack. You might use an affirmation like, I am wealthy, I am prosperous. And what happens? Your subconscious knows you're lying. You feel that you're lying. You look around at that pile of bills over there, and you say, yeah, right, who am I kidding? So now, what are you thinking more about? You are now focused more on lack. So because you're focused more on lack, circumstances will be perpetuated, they may even get worse. It's like, don't think of a white elephant.
Right.
Because your subconscious doesn't like to change. It's going to do everything to keep its status quo. I mean, it keeps our heart beating and our lungs breathing. It has a perfect memory of every cell in our body, as you know. It heals us. So once that pattern is established, it resists. And the answer is in not creating an argument in the subconscious mind.
Right.
So in my first lesson, as you know, you read the book, we use words to gently, I call it friendly persuasion, we gently persuade the subconscious to shift and accept the new ideas. And once we use that, once we learn about affirmations, then we understand there are different types of affirmations. They're not one breed. And you have to know the kind of, you know, this is kind of interesting, that even the way you were brought up as a child can determine the kind of affirmations that will work for you, whether you were able to take authority or not. In other words, some affirmations can be in the first person. You know, I am, I have. Others can be in the second person, you are, you have. So there's a lot to learn about affirmations, how to use them, how to compose them, and how to get results from them.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about gently shifting the subconscious, you know, almost like, you know, coddling a beautiful baby and having a lot of patience and love and devotion towards gently shifting the subconscious mind so it begins to align with your consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the key. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Again, the subconscious doesn't like to change. It will create resistance. We know when we try to create a habit. So there are these techniques that we can use to gently shift the subconscious. Now, this is something my students love, is that, you know, we can't take anything out of the subconscious. It's going to retain every thought, everything we've thought, felt, experienced, everything we've ever experienced is in the subconscious. And we don't have to remove any negative thoughts because we can't. The secret to this friendly persuasion, to gently shifting the consciousness to the new thought, is the dominant thought is the key. It's the dominant thought in the conscious and subconscious that determines our circumstances. So those results are the outcropping of the thoughts and impressions that are established in your mind subconsciously. So we need to shift to a new dominant thought. So what this means is that here's an analogy. My students love this. We're going to be talking about aspects of mind, okay, not actual earthly genders, but think of the conscious mind as the husband, the assertive male aspect of mind. And the husband impregnates the wife, the receptive female aspect of mind.
Yeah, I love this analogy,
you
by
like
the way.
It?
I love it, yeah.
So when the subconscious becomes impregnated, I love that word, subconscious becomes impregnated with the new seed thought, the new idea, then from this union, children are born. And these mm-hmm. children are your answered prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your desired results. So it is through this marriage of the conscious and subconscious minds, when they both agree on an idea, that the idea will become manifest. So what we're doing is we are using techniques to teach the husband how to impregnate the wife.
Anything that's going to involve sex, I think it will get people happy and on board and excited. And then you throw in a few babies as well, and everyone's in a good space and delighted. So, yeah, I love that. I love that analogy. Also one of the things that you wrote in your book that I also truly enjoy, I mean, obviously I enjoyed all of it, is when there is a challenging situation, you recommend saying a phrase like, only good will come of this.
Well, there is a woman that I met, that was before I started teaching. And she was an adult, and she had experienced the most life-threatening form of leukemia when she was away for the holidays, visiting a family 3,000 miles away.
Wow.
And she had a remarkable story of how she attracted everything she needed to have her healing, and she was in full remission for years when I met her. And then I had a client at the time, and there was something going on that was challenging that almost, she called me one day, and she said, what's wrong? And I said, Marty, her name is Marty. I said, Marty, I think this producer, this person, client just blew my whole prosperity deal. This was my prosperity. And I think they just blew the deal. It was just one of those things in business, and I didn't understand what had happened. And she only said these two phrases to me. She said, Marilyn, your trust fund is enormous. I can't wait to see what good comes from this.
Wow.
And boy, did she get me back on track. And that night I went to sleep knowing, feeling very connected to that universal power, knowing that all was well. And the next day everything just came back together and consummated. Not only did it consummate perfectly, but more came of that same booking, that same client booking. It even turned into more success. So you see, we have the ability to quickly turn our dominant thought around, and then start the guidance process that will, that power, that presence that we talk about, whether you call it God, universe, infinite intelligence, the quantum field, whatever you perceive that power to be, it has the ability to orchestrate all of those elements and correct and adjust and bring you just exactly where you have to be. But we need to I don't teach people to manifest. I teach people to receive. We
right.
have to know how to receive that guidance.
Right.
And let go. We need to be able to, we don't have to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons many people don't get what they want. They may have all the knowledge of metaphysical law. They may be doing everything right, but they don't know when to let go. And, I like to say, forget the how and enjoy the wow.
I think we are in a really profound state of receiving. We truly, truly are. And in saying that, we're going to take a break here on the Marie Mannion Cherry Show. I'm having the pleasure and the honor of interviewing Marilyn Janay. She is the author of Feel Free to Prosper, 2 Weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. We will be right back.
Join Marie Mannucci March 4th through the 6th for her newest workshop, Mystic Career Development. This 2.5-day seminar is inspired by Marie's successful mentoring program. Marie will lead the weekend working directly with your spirit guides to help you create groundbreaking self-awareness to achieve new levels of healing and life purpose. Marie believes that true success is greatly influenced by a healthy self-esteem. During the seminar, Marie will help individuals connect to their authentic selves through heightened energetic frequencies that naturally instill self-confidence. Space is limited, so sign up today at energyintuitive.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
You must have thrown 1,000 pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, movie star and transformational teacher Dee Wallace shares her latest discoveries about making this your best year yet.
Then numerologist Michael Fierro talks about the numbers and what 2016 means for all of us.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
How can Marie Manucciari help you create a better life? Check out her events page and attend a workshop. Working with Marie is a life-changing experience. If you want to find an effective way to make significant improvements in your life, sign up for a class today at energyintuitive.com.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Marie Manucciari Show. We are live here in Seattle, and I just want to give a few shouts out to some classes that are coming up. In March, I will be teaching, March 4th through the 6th, Mystic Career Development. Now, that class is almost sold out, so if you're interested in taking that, I would love to have you. It's a 2.5-day course here in the Seattle area. And I just want to thank all the people who have signed up for that class already. Thank you so much. It's my first time teaching this particular course, and it's based on the mentoring program that I'm no longer taking first-year students, so that's kind of interesting. And then in April, I will be leading a conference here in Seattle as well, in CBEC, with the Edgar Cayce Foundation. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I feel very blessed and honored to be a speaker and teacher for them in the Northwest. So you can go to energyintuitive.com and click on the events page and find out more about what I'm doing in the world and also who I'm interviewing in the future. On the radio page, we always have our authors listed, their books, or whatever it is that the person that we're interviewing is bringing to the table. We don't always interview authors, but that does tend to be my go-to because I love books so much. And so we want to welcome back Marilyn back to the show, the author of Feel Free to Prosper, 2 weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. And welcome back, Marilyn. It's lovely to have you.
And I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. In your book, you talk about something really scary that happened to you once. The whole gun thing? Do you mind? Because it helped you to come into, you used these laws that you have been working with professionally, and I'm sure other areas that I'm not fully aware of, but you used it to save your life.
Yeah, I always said my business, that 20-year career as a special event professional, that business that I created from these laws, from less than nothing, that business was actually, I found out later, was my schoolhouse to teach me these laws. That's the path the universe chose for me to learn these laws, and I never knew in all that time never knew that I was being groomed to one day teach others and help others. I had no idea that I would have that ability. But you see, you tuned in. We're all tuned into our destiny, and we get just where we have to go. Yeah, what had happened was I had a huge event for Michelin North America. They were bringing a couple hundred of their dealers out to the to Los Angeles. They're from back east. And float in the Rose Parade. It was the 100th anniversary of the Michelin Man.
Wow.
And he doesn't look like he used. He doesn't look like the Pillsbury Doughboy anymore. He was really buff at 100. Hey. Anyway, we had gotten a deposit, and the balance for that event, it was a six-figure event, the balance they had sent me, and I was prepared to deposit it so I can get all the vendors paid. You know, there were 20-some vendors. I had the checks made out at that time. You know, we didn't have internet and electronic billing so much in the 90s. And I stopped. It was Christmas morning. And before I went on for my plans, I stopped at a mailbox here in Beverly Hills on Quiet Street. No one was around to mail those checks to the vendors. It was the New Year week, you know, Christmas New Year week that everyone was closed, including Michelin North America. And as I was collecting the envelopes, getting ready to get out of the car, I was held up at gunpoint.
Wow.
And, the young man came and won't get into too much detail for the sake of time, but I won't tell you what he said, but I got out of the car. I mean, I later found out it was the real automatic weapon. I didn't know. All I know is I was stunned. But, you know, I got very quiet, and something, there. You know, of course you panic and your heart starts racing, and then something just came over me, and there was just a quietness. I got out of the car. I gave him what he wanted. He grabbed the tote where I had everything, and all those checks, and a $60,000 check from Michelin.
Wow.
He grabbed it all, and just as he grabbed it, an SUV was traveling down the road with a couple of men in it, and I didn't even think. I just ran out into the middle of the road and was waving my hands for help. And later the police, I said, did I do the right thing? And at the Beverly Hills Police Department, they said, well, you're standing here in front of me. You did the right thing. He said, but sometimes what they'll do when you do something like that, they'll panic and they'll shoot you.
Wow.
You know. But anyway, they sped away. The culprit spread away. It was a young man, and then someone else was kind of passed out next to him, probably drugged out or whatever. And, of course, that the two gentlemen in the SUV waited until my hand was shaking to get the car started. I couldn't get the key and going, and they waited until I was on my way, and I went to the police. And I had planned that day, but I was so exhausted after leaving the police department. I went home, and at that point, I didn't know what to do. So I called, left a message, and I said to my friend, I said, I don't know how your day will be, but I promise you it wouldn't be as exciting as mine. And I said, but I'm going to have to cancel my plans. And, you know, Marie, I was just so exhausted. I just sat there quietly, and something came over me again. It's that presence. I know it's a loving, that universal presence. It's there for us. I know that beyond any shadow of a doubt. This is not theory. This is real. And I just felt something come over me, and all I could think of was this young man's face. This young man that held me up, and I saw his face vividly. I closed my eyes, saw his face, and all I could do was thank him and say, thank you for not hurting me.
Wow.
And that feeling of gratitude that just, I mean, it was just saturating me. And with that, I went to sleep.
Wow.
And I later awakened, later in the evening, and there was a phone message. And I said, well, who'd be calling me? This is Christmas Day. And I got the message, and it was a woman in Hawthorne. I'm in Los Angeles. Hawthorne, I think, is about an hour and a half away or something. Woman in Hawthorne said, I found I was with my children in a lot in a mall. It turns out the mall was closed. We never knew why she was there, but he found this package on the ground in the parking lot in the mall. Everything was in that package. Now, the police department had previously told me, you'll forget the check. You'll never get any of your things. They'll take the drug money. They took the $25. Obviously, they took my purse. And they will put everything in a dumpster. She found everything, the check, everything except the money. the cash was missing. But the check was there. Now, Michelin had been closed. There was no way I could have replaced that check. And I had to get my vendors paid for that event. the caterer, the transportation people, the floral, everything was at the beautiful Peterson Automotive Museum. It was quite a bash, New Year's Eve bash, but the check was there.
Wow.
And all of the checks for the clients. I honestly say that was probably the most profound experience of my life, to teach me the magnetic power, the absolute incredible power of gratitude for manifesting.
Wow.
You see, my gratitude for that young man, I felt sorry for him. He was like probably less than under 20. And on Christmas morning, he had to go out and take an automatic weapon and hold someone up for drug money.
Right.
That's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And my gratitude and the compassion opened up my pipeline to that power that knew how to get me back what I needed for my business.
Wow. You know what I love about a story like that? You know, because prosperity isn't just about wealth, although that's what most people are, you know, thinking about, is, you know, to have the freedom to do what they want to do in the world, like the freedom that you have, that you've created for yourself. But it's about everything. It's about love. It's about happiness. It's about safety. It's about health. It's
spirituality.
Everything.
Absolutely.
Right.
The word prosperity is not just about money, and especially with my teachings. No, we can prosper in health. That's the most important one to me. You know
absolutely,
that.
Yeah.
Look at the work, the beautiful work you're doing.
No,
now we
thank
prosper
you.
In health. That's the wealth. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Can I take a sip here of
oh,
water?
Oh, please, yeah. Take a sip of water.
I tell everyone, yes, it's definitely water.
It's not bourbon or vodka, is what you're saying.
Not much of a drinker there, but sometimes I wonder. I wonder how I would do if I had a little nip of something there. We prosper in health, which to me is the true wealth. And we prosper in relationships and in love.
Right.
And
all
in
of that.
Spirituality. And what about creativity?
Right.
We prosper in our creativity. I mean, the money
super
is
super important.
In fact, energy. It's all energy.
Absolutely.
Money is nothing but another form of energy.
Absolutely. I love that. And so when people are studying the material that you've provided through your, mm-hmm. you know, lovely relationship with the universe, mm-hmm. that they're it's helping them for even events that they couldn't possibly imagine would happen that could be in the future. It's going to help them to be in that calm space to make excellent choices, to feel the universe guiding them and holding them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is huge and profound, a whole nother positive reinforcement that comes through learning these techniques and practicing them on a regular basis. So
may I just say something
sure.
here?
Sure.
This is so important. Everyone listening, please know this. That power, that presence, has gifts for you that are so beyond anything that we can imagine in our finite minds. You can't imagine. That's why the unexpected income, the unexpected. Never in my entire life, I was driven. Yes, I was driven not to be like my parents. I was driven because I grew up with a horrible struggle mentality. My parents were good people, but they left me with that. See, I was out in the world and couldn't meet my needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driven to study these laws to find out, what is it about this game of life? Why is it some people can accomplish and others can't?
Mm-hmm.
And I buried myself in the teachings for decades of these great icons, these mental and spiritual icons that came before us. And what I'm trying to say is that presence, that power, has gifts for each and every one of you that are so far beyond what you can imagine. I've manifested so much in my life using these laws, and I've seen it for 12 years with thousands of students, and yet I still sit here talking to you and feel like it's an absolute miracle that a woman who grew up with, had to overcome a poverty consciousness with no formal education, could create a business and accomplish in business using these laws and end up with a book published by the largest publisher in the world.
Amazing.
I mean, that
yeah.
is to me, and I'm just an average woman who applied herself. That's it. I'm an average woman. I like to think of myself as a common man's prosperity teacher. All I did was apply myself, and what I'm teaching, everything I teach in my book and my programs, everything that I teach is something I can only teach what I myself
right.
have used or experienced. But it's there for us. It's for all of us. But we need to have an open mind, and we have to just a little bit of faith that, yes, there's something better, and there's a way. There's a way for us to have a fulfilling life.
I think that's absolutely gorgeous. And before we take our next and last break, What about the words that we habitually use that are preventing our success?
Well, the words are the foundation. They're the foundation of the Feel Free to Prosper program. Your word, but Florence Govel Shinn, the great teacher, she said, our word is our wand. It's important to realize that every word we speak, every thought we think, every emotion we feel is recorded in the subconscious. And even the words spoken casually can bypass the conscious mind and drop into the subconscious and they take root. I like to say the subconscious mind can't take a joke. So seemingly, excuse me, seemingly harmless expressions, if accepted by the subconscious, can produce those undesirable results. But on the other hand, positive, life-enhancing, prosperous, success-oriented words are going to produce what, you know, the results that correspond. And they can bring about astonishing results. I mean, dramatically.
Right.
So repeating those successful, prospering words will ensure success and prosperity in your work. So we can't have it both ways. We can't want one thing and express its opposite and expect these powerful laws of the universe to work on our behalf. You can't claim to feel prosperous and then state there's no way to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Joseph Murphy, my great teacher, said, if you give a taxi driver two different addresses, you'll never get to your destination.
And this is kind of the main reason why people have such a challenging time manifesting, even though they've maybe read all of the law of attraction, you know, material that's been out for a little while now, and because their thoughts and even their words are towards the lack, and they may spend a few minutes using their law of attraction experiences, but it just like blanks it out. It just erases, so that they never really get to move forward in a substantial way where they build that trust and faith and belief that they are magic and are deserving of everything that they desire.
Noise agreeing. Subconscious and conscious have to agree. You can't say you want something and subconsciously don't believe you have it. Just remember Marilyn said this. I'll let you use this quote as a reminder. If you don't want it, don't say it.
That's a good
easy.
One. Yeah,
it's
I think
easy to
that's
remember.
Really
if you don't want
one.
It, don't say it.
Don't say it, don't think it, don't write it down. Don't have it in your life. We're going to take a break here on the Marie Menucheri Show. We will be right back.
Magnetize your destiny with Affirm Your Worth cards created by intuitive self-healing author Marie Menucheri. These 50 cards build confidence and self-worth so you may magnetize a life on purpose. Within weeks, most people happily report surprising results. Visit energyintuitive.com to receive this life-changing tool.
I love being a part of Action Team. It helps me help other people. It helps me feel good.
Being a part of a team always feels good. Go for it. Don't even hesitate.
For more than a decade, Major League Baseball players and Action Teams of high school students have been working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
Once you get there and realize how much you can change someone's life, it's one of the best feelings in the world.
Just that simple act that takes, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of your time is making a difference and is transforming someone else's life.
All-star Giancarlo Stanton and Chris Capuano join Action Team captains to make a difference in their communities. And you can too.
Just try it. Just go to one event, one Action Team event.
If we all show up together, that's what it's all about. It's not just one person. It's a group. It's a team.
It's been incredibly rewarding for me. It'll just make you feel so good about yourself.
I'd do anything to convince you just to be a part of this.
For more information, go to actionteam.org.
Marie Menucheri, RN and renowned energy healer, provides accessible instruction for helping you tune in to your health at a deeper level in her first book, Intuitive Self-Healing. Offering a compendium of illuminating case studies and practical self-care techniques, Marie invites you to learn more about the chakras, energetic preventative care, and tools for accessing intuition. Intuitive Self-Healing is available at Amazon.com and Energy Intuitive.com.
Having trouble picking up the Alternative Talk 1150 signal? Well, whether you live in Portugal or Puyallup, Tasmania or Tacoma, India or Issaquah, you can get Alternative Talk 1150 programming streamed live on your computer via our website, 1150kknw.com. It's true. Just visit 1150kknw.com and click on the Listen Live button. Make sure you have an audio player installed that will play streaming MP3 audio such as Winamp, iTunes, or current versions of Real Player or Windows Player. Visit our website for more details. Remember, that's 1150kknw.com. Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Marie Manucherry Show. We are live here in Seattle. And just a little chat too, when we were in Hawaii for the holidays, Misha and I actually got lost hiking. So
is that a good thing?
Well,
or a bad
at the
thing?
Time, it wasn't so great.
Okay.
Because we were on the northern side of Oahu, okay. And we were like in a little, jungle.
Forest. It's pretty much a jungle.
Yeah. and it was supposed to be like a simple hike, just a loop of 5 miles, something simple. And it was really muddy. Like, we fell down. We were covered in mud by the time we left this hike. And when we got to the place where we were pretty sure we were lost, and Misha is like a backpacker. Like, mm-hmm. She's backpacked in Montana by herself.
She's like, get up. We got this. Come on.
No, she was getting nervous too, actually, because we only had a couple more hours of daylight. And we didn't, for some weird reason, we didn't have a flashlight. Oops. And we hadn't told anyone where we were going, so that wasn't good. And we had no cell reception. So as we're like stopped, we got to figure out to get, we got to get to the car eventually, right? So of course I just start praying in my mind, a prayer that I've used for years and years and years whenever there's been some fear or anxiety. And of course then we knew exactly what to do. We just turned around, forget the loop, and just go back the way we came, fell a few more times, got really muddy. It was kind of exciting when we were done. I'm like, oh my gosh, we are in such a cool adventure, And of course walking into the hotel lobby covered in mud. Mud was,
The locals didn't say like, oh, you took trail, blah, 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 did
no.
you?
No, but it was one of our adventures. And I think that, having that energy of prayer, having a routine in your life where you, when you are in a challenging moment, that you use something that you've used over and over and over again, or that other people have used over and over again, because there's a lot of energy in it, it will quickly get you back on track. And we actually enjoyed our way back because we could feel that we were not lost. We were on the right place, even though we were still walking in mud and water. And...
Well, I'm glad you made it back because the show continues. So that's a good thing.
It was really, really fun. Yes. So welcome, Marilyn, back to the show. Marilyn, one of the things, again, I love about your book is that you talk about why some people are so successful and accomplished in so many areas of their lives, why others seem to struggle all the time. And this question actually drove you to study the masters of mental and spiritual science to find answers. And while there are many books available out in the world, your success in mentoring thousands and thousands and thousands of people, what led you to this wonderful book that is very different in the Feel Free to Prosper. So thank you again so much for your devotion to find out why some people can habitually create lack in one or more areas of their life and why others don't.
It was my destiny. Destiny. I didn't actually personally mentor thousands of people. I usually only took a couple of private students at a time. But I will tell you, the self-study program is what has created thousands and thousands of testimonials and continues to.
That to me is mentoring.
Yeah. Same thing.
I think it is, but I appreciate
because
your clarification.
Because it is the weekly, the two-month program is the weekly interactive classes, the recording of the classes. So yes, it's the same. The same energy. But, I guess I have been mentoring in every format and just doing what I'm guided to do. And by the way, I think all that mud was probably very good for your skin.
I was thinking about that, actually. Patting it on my face and going, wait a minute, this could be like a nice de-aging formula.
Yeah, they're really good. And you probably had this deep-seated, mental belief or the mindset of wanting to be rescued in an adventure, maybe a helicopter or something.
Well,
you had a good time.
We did. I actually said to my daughter before we went on the hike, I said, I really want an adventure today. And so when we were dead, she goes, well, you got it, Mom.
Power board. There you go. There you go.
That's a really important what you said about how powerful our words are. I think a lot of people don't recognize, even though intellectually they kind of know this because they've read it everywhere, but when you look at the fifth chakra, which I think is the most powerful vortex in the physical body, and it connects to the fifth layer of the auric field, which is the divine plan, when we speak, we are sending this message, you know, whether we're conscious or unconscious of it, throughout the cosmos, and then the cosmos, just their job is to return our vibration back to us.
Beautifully put. Yes, absolutely. Every word has an equivalent of vibration, equivalent vibration. And it's our claim. Think of your words as the claim on universal mind. You are claiming what you want in universal mind.
Wow.
And that power is more than happy to accommodate you and bring you what you claim. So what are you going to claim?
Wow. So we have a couple questions that I want to get to before we finish the show. One of them is... the words that we no, not that one. What you think of as your source of income is really not your source of income. Could you explain that? Because I think a lot of people get stuck on that. Oh, I have to do this, and I need to make money, and I see them making all these marketing plans in their head, and I don't recommend that personally for individuals. So I'd love to hear your perspective about this.
All right, this won't take long, but I think if we don't have any time to do anything else today, I think this is such a valuable component of my teachings.
Okay, great.
I'm going to give it to you because this is so important. This is maybe some people think it's the most important component of my teachings.
Wow.
And it's a very valuable lesson. I have seen students who were so wonderful students of metaphysics, had all of the knowledge, and it wasn't until they grasped this principle that they changed their lives.
Wow.
And this is not just about money. So it will totally change your financial life, but if you just broaden your scope here, your perspective, it can be applied to your entire life. So here we go.
Okay.
Your business is not your source of income. Your business, your job, your customers, your clients, your investments, even your spouse, none of these are your source of income. There is only one source of income, the universe, God, divine presence, infinite spirit, formless substance, whatever you perceive that universal source of good to be. The universe is your source of supply. God is the source of your supply, and that is the only source of your supply. All of those other avenues are channels for your supply, but they are not the source. And when you truly understand this, when you know this, you will open the pipeline to the unlimited channels of supply that exist for you. And there are unlimited channels that you don't know about through which your supply and your good can come to you, the expected and the unexpected. But you can only become open and receptive to these free-flowing channels when you put your complete reliance on a true source. And I have a very simple analogy. Let's use the analogy of a kitchen faucet. The faucet is not the source of water. It's only a channel. And if that channel is broken or closed, there are an infinite number of other channels through which you can get your water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I mean, in my own business, you know, I owned a renowned special event company. I service the corporate and convention markets, and 9/11 had this incredible impact on our industry, especially hospitality and the event industry.
Wow. Yeah,
all industries were affected, but the world stopped, I was affected by the mass mind thinking, you know, at that time. But see, this is all what taught me what worked and what didn't work. I didn't know I was going to be teaching this at the time, but I was initially affected by the mass mind thinking, and then a wonderful teacher just showed up out of the blue, and she reminded me that I had to focus on truth principles and know that my business of 20 years was not my source of supply.
Wow.
And it hit home. Of course, I knew what I had to do. And when I did it, channels began to open in totally unexpected areas. Some were not even related to my regular business. Money flowed in. The universe took care of me, provided for me, and then my business rebounded beyond my dreams in ways that now, you know, allowed me to fulfill my life. You know, I'm following my heart path. My true purpose. So when you look to your true source of supply, think of it as the senior partner in your business and in your life, and you'll prosper.
Wow.
You will be in the right place, whether it's in your present situation or you'll be moved to a better one, but you'll be at peace.
Wow.
And, you know, obviously there are other lessons, you know, on this path to prosperity, but I cannot emphasize how important this was. And think source versus channels.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I started my own business about 16 years ago, I would, you know, in my head be calculating how much money I was going to make in the day, and the universe, every single time I would do that, interrupted me and said, please don't do that. Please don't limit the amount of resources that can come into your life. And don't focus on your work as your financial supply. It is your joy and your passion and your love, and that will give you all the prosperity that you could possibly want.
Exactly. You know, exactly. So, you were guided beautifully. Yeah, yeah. You were tuned in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. I think we have time for one more question. And that question is, what's the most single immediate thing a person can do right now to increase their income?
Okay. You read the book, so you know.
Yeah.
But I'll have everybody to think about it for a couple seconds here. I don't know how much time we have. What's the single most immediate thing you can do right now? When you finish listening to this call, what can you do to increase your finances and start attracting money or health or any other good area of life? The single most immediate thing that you can do is to change your words, as we talked about earlier. Change the words that you speak to reflect those spoken by a successful person. Use words that represent what you want in life. Eliminate any words or phrases from your vocabulary that represent the opposite. Again, if you don't want it, don't say it. Now, you can begin that right now, this moment. Changing your thoughts might take a bit longer, but by changing your words, that you'll be on your way to changing the undesirable thought patterns. Just know that your words have tremendous power. Believe it. Do not doubt this for a moment. Think open sesame. And I want to ask you this. How many times today have you said aloud or to yourself, even casually, I can't afford?
Yeah. I hear that all the time, and I know... I'm just, you know, my memories of growing up. My mom said that 100,000 times to all of us, all of her five children.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Can't afford that. Yeah, there's five kids in the family. Yeah.
So you overcame that by you went out. I know what that was like.
Yeah, and so yeah, we can't say those words because they actually create a resonance inside of our body that we're very, you know, familiar with, and that familiarity just will create the same results that are related to that language.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You'll create your own reality.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Well, Marilyn, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show. You have been a wonderful guest. I so appreciate your words and your
thank
love
you.
And your compassion for humanity and these beautiful tools that are in this book. And, you know, there's also lovely testimonials from your students about
the stories.
Huge.
Yeah, yeah. I was first going to write about them, and then I asked the students from different walks of life back then. I said, "Would you send me an update? You know, that I can give me permission to use in the book." And their own words were so incredible. I decided to just put their own words in the book and not write about them. So those are very precious. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll be very helpful, of course, as you already know, for the readers, so that we love to hear beautiful stories of prosperity. So,
but more importantly, the reason for those stories is that at the end of the book, I give the readers the legendary lesson from my flagship program that creates the unexpected income in 2 weeks. So I want them to read those stories so they'll be encouraged to go to that part five and apply the lesson work.
Yay! Well, thank you again for your generosity, and thank you for coming on the show and interrupting your beautiful sleep time. I hope you get plenty of rest today, and I look forward to interviewing you again on the show. It'd be lovely to have you.
Thank you, Marie. Can I just quickly give the link to the book?
Sure, please. That would be great. Yes.
It's feelfreetoprosperbook.com.
Yay! Love it. Thank you so much, Marilyn. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome. And we want to thank all of our listeners for, of course, listening to the show. And we look forward to your prosperity and hearing the stories about how your life will change and morph in all of the ways that you are wishing to co-create in this new receptive energy that is really taking a stronghold on the vibrational planet of the world. Thank you so much. Joyful blessings. Bye-bye.